This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
All right, so before we get into today's episode of the show, I just want to give a quick shout-out, sort of a community shout-out, I guess. So Justin Duvall and his wife, Samantha Duvall, they are both listeners of the show, have been for at least 6 to 8 months now. They've been working super hard on what seems like it's going to be a fantastic show. It's called Diva, and it is the music of Celine Dion. Not sure how you go wrong on that. Like, quite honestly, it sounds like a fantastic show. They're both super talented, but his wife, Samantha, is in a main role of the show. And I just wanted to make sure I gave them a shout out. The next show is September 21st, Thursday at 8 p.m. It's going to be at the Green Room. And listen, if you're based in New York City, I highly, highly recommend you check it out and just support a fellow listener of the show. I'm super proud of you guys. Hope that the show does incredibly well. I hope that she breaks a leg. Obviously not for real. Please don't get hurt. But if you're in New York City, if you're New York City based and you listen to this show, highly recommend you check out Diva. It is the music of Celine Dion by Marty Thomas. And you can get tickets by going to gregclunas.com/diva. In this episode, I want to talk about why clear communication might solve all of your problems. Get ready, because you are now listening to Tiny Leaps, Big Changes. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and in this episode, I want to talk about why clear communication might be the cause and solution for all of your problems. But before I jump into that, I just want to remind you that if you have not signed up for the private Facebook community yet, you should do that immediately. Head over to Facebook, search Tiny Leaps, and request access. Conversations we're having in this community is just amazing. Like, every single week, we have more and more people sharing their stories, sharing their struggles, sharing their successes, and supporting each other on this journey of personal change that we're all on. You want to make sure that you aren't missing out. So head over to Facebook and search Tiny Leaps to request access today. So let's jump into the episode. One of the things I've noticed more and more recently is that most of the issues I personally face come down to unclear communication. Like, that tends to be the root cause of the issue. Whether it's communication with myself or communication with other people, that part's kind of irrelevant, but communication ends up being the root cause of what's going on. So let me sort of give an example here. Let's say you and your spouse just recently had a fight, an argument, right? Maybe some words were said, you know, maybe some mean things came out. Maybe you guys were angry at each other. Maybe some screaming or yelling happened. Those are all really hurtful, and that's sort of the emotional side of it. But if you really strip away the emotion and you look at what the argument is about, I'm willing to bet, and feel free to hit me on Twitter and or Instagram and let me know if I'm wrong here, but I'm willing to bet that the real issue is that one of you misunderstood something that the other person said or something that the other person did, or one of you expected something that the other person didn't do, or you know, something along those lines. One party or both parties had something else in mind than what the other party had in mind. And that can come in the form of a misunderstanding or an expectation or just sort of being disappointed, whatever it is, that's the core of it. Am I right on that? I mean, I know that when Rachel and I have issues, like that usually ends up being what it is we, one of us is upset at the other because of something the other person said or did or didn't do. And eventually emotions get added to the mix, and then the fight becomes about the emotions and we sort of forget the actual thing. So the communication creates this scenario where emotions can become a part of the conversation. And then once you get two humans and mixing emotions going on, all of a sudden it becomes sort of catastrophic. And I think that for many of you, that's probably the same. That's probably the truth for you as well. And even outside of a romantic relationship, you know, issues with you and your boss at work, issues with you and other employees, issues with friends, it all comes down to that same issue, sort of this miscommunication. One person expects something, one person heard something the wrong way, one person, you know, doesn't have all of the information and doesn't have the other person's point of view. And so they're just reacting. And this plays out actually in outside of personal relationships and interpersonal relationships as well. You know, one of the reasons that we don't accomplish our goals is because we're not clearly communicating with ourselves as to what that goal is. I've spoken in the past about how so much of, you know, our ability to accomplish goals or to get what we want out of life really comes down to taking the time to identify what it is and to clearly think through and understand what it is that we want, what is important to us, so on and so forth. And that's communication. You know, that is communicating ideas with yourself. That is allowing yourself to really wrap your head around what it is that you you want and need and care about. And so as I've been thinking through this, I've come to the realization that, you know, like that really is the missing link for many of us, is we don't, like humans as a whole are not very good by default at communicating ideas and communicating to other people and communicating clearly and basically taking the things we have in our head that maybe we know for a fact what they are or we don't totally understand what they are, but taking those ideas and putting them into a package that other people can look at and understand and integrate into their own life. And so it struck me that if we can strive to improve our communication, that could solve all of the or not all, but many of the issues we run into on a day-to-day basis. And it's just such an interesting thought to me that I immediately thought, you know, I have to make an episode on this. I have to share this and just start that conversation. This episode isn't meant to help you solve your communication issues. That would be a difficult task that I plan on undertaking in this Wednesday's episode. So make sure you tune in for that. But I think it's important for me to communicate this idea with you that you know, maybe spend a little time looking at your communication skills. Spend a little time looking at your habits around communication. Spend a little time getting better at communicating with other people and with yourself, and getting the things that are in your head to a place where you understand them, but also to a place where you can explain them and put them out into the world. So we're going to dive into that idea a little deeper here in a moment. But first, I want to tell you guys about my recent Thrive Market experience. Thrive Market is an online marketplace for the foods and products that you love for your lifestyle. You can find on Thrive Market at 25 to 50% off retail. So one of the things that I've loved about my experience with Thrive Market so far is just their commitment to getting you the best quality products at you know, the best deals, really. So you can find products that, you know, you might go to a Whole Foods to get, and you're going to get the same product at 25 to 50% off. Because one of the things that Thrive does really well is they partner directly with brands. So they cut out the middleman, and they take the time to really make sure that the stuff that makes it onto their website is the highest quality and the best product to put in front of you. They truly care about their marketplace and their audience and the people that choose to spend time learning about the products that they have and ordering and experiencing those products. So I recently placed my order and received it in the mail, and I was super excited about this. So Rachel and I, we use this lotion brand called Kiss My Face that we love this one. It has, you know, sort of a neutral smell, and we found this brand, but we've been struggling for a little while now, you know, trying to find a regular place to get it. So we sometimes get it at maybe a Walgreens or something like that. But we always have to wait till it's on sale because it's super pricey there. And, when I was looking through Thrive, like, I found it, and the price was like what the sale price usually is, but it's the regular price on Thrive. And so, you know, I me and Rachel kind of like lost our minds. We ordered three of them, and I got them the other day for 25 to 50% off. Like, I saved so much money by going through Thrive. And because I love them so much, I worked out a great deal for you guys with Thrive. So here's how it works. Head over to thrivemarket.com/tinyleaps. What you're going to get when you create a free trial is, and remind you, you don't even have to like start a membership or anything. Just start a free trial. And on your first three orders, you're going to get $20 towards each of those orders. So that's $60 worth of free groceries spread over your first three orders. All you have to do is go to thrivemarket.com/tinyleaps and create a free trial account. I highly recommend you guys do it now. Like I said, I just got my first box, opened it up, and we got a new regular place to get our favorite brand of lotion. I hope you guys give it a shot. If you do, hit me up on Twitter and Instagram. Let me know what your experience was like. I'm a big fan of them, and I know you will be as well. So back to our discussion on clear communication. So I think one of the problems that we face, one of the reasons that our communication may not be as clear as it should be, is probably because we don't take the time to think through what it is we're thinking. You know that feeling when like something in your head is so incredibly clear, like you know what it is, but if you tried to say it, you just couldn't. Like, you couldn't find the words for it, or maybe the words are on the tip of your tongue. Like, that thing happens because we're not totally clear. You know, maybe the sections of the brain that are related to this thing can fire off, and so we form an idea around it, but we're not totally clear as to what it is that we're trying to say, or what it is that we're thinking, or how we're feeling. And that lack of clarity, once we start to communicate, once we start to speak or write or whatever it is, that comes out in the form of being frustrated or sort of floundering over your words, or just, you know, saying the wrong things. Like, how many times have you been in a fight with your spouse or a friend or somebody you care about who, you know, the emotions get involved with? How many times have you been in an argument with them and you say something that you don't actually mean to say, or you say something in a way and it comes out in a way that you don't intend for it to come out? Like, that happens to me all the time. That's the basis for most of our fights. And the number one thing we've done to deal with that, quite honestly, and I'm terrible at this, like Rachel will tell you, I'm awful at this, is take space. So here's how the cycle usually goes. Either me or Rachel will say something that, you know, maybe doesn't come across the right way. There's a misunderstanding, right? And then all of a sudden one of us is reacting emotionally, and I'll sort of demand that we talk this through right now because I need to deal with it right now and solve the problem right now. And because we're dealing with it right now before either of us are really clear as to what's going on, much less, you know, what we're struggling with and thinking about, eventually we say more things that are maybe mean, and then the fight ends with both of us like huffing and puffing, and then eventually we come back and we apologize, right? Now, the correct way of dealing with that, the way that has been most successful for us, is one of us says something that, you know, maybe comes across the wrong way, there's a misunderstanding, and maybe someone reacts emotionally and starts, you know, escalating the scenario. If one of us could walk away at that time, if one of us could say, let's deal with this later and sort of end the conversation, a role that Rachel usually plays because she's far more level-headed than I am at times, that gives us both the space and the time required to think. And in that process of thinking, that's how we achieve clarity. That's how we come to understand what it is that we're feeling, what it is that was actually bothering us, what it is that is an issue. And then when we have that conversation, not only is it more productive and there's less emotion involved, but we also start communicating more clearly and the other person has less room for misunderstanding. So the situation doesn't escalate. That's all it would take. And that would play out so much in any, you know, interpersonal relationship. Like any communication with another person is benefited by adding time to think. That's why sales has such a bad rap, is you sort of push people to make a decision right here and right now. And once they do have a chance to think about it, maybe they have some buyer's remorse. You know, if you're selling something, your product should be just as valuable after they've had a chance to think about it as it is when you're pitching it to them. Like it just should. I think I'm going to leave today's episode here. As I mentioned in Wednesday's episode, I'm going to do some research and dive into ways that we can improve our communication. I think that process of just sort of adding time is going to be a big piece of that. But I want to leave you with a quick thought. Like, let me know on Twitter or Instagram or in the Facebook community, how much do you think that unclear communication has created more unnecessary scenarios in your life? How often do you think that has played out? Because I know personally it's been the root of many of the issues that I've faced. So let me know. Reach out to me on Twitter, Instagram, at Greg Clunas for both of those, or find me in the Facebook community. Head over to facebook.com and search Tiny Leaps. So with all of that said, thank you so much for taking the time to listen. It really means the world to me. Go ahead and hit the subscribe button. Even if you hate the show, hit subscribe anyway, because it'll give you a place to come back and make fun of me. And if you want to leave a review, I'd super, super appreciate it. 1 or 5 stars or 2, 3, 4, I guess. You know, whatever your heart tells you. I've been Greg Clunas. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you'll tune in on Wednesday for the follow-up to this episode. And until the next episode, remember that all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take. Every day.